Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. May I help you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm just calling to confirm my scheduled time for tomorrow.
Okay. Have you received a text or a phone call with your time for tomorrow?
I did, yeah.
Okay. did you hear the time frame?
I did hear the time frame. It was different than when I spoke to someone else. So I'm just a little confused as to why it changed.
Okay, I can take a look at the order. Do you have your order number?
Yeah. Let me get it here. Okay, the order number is B as in boy. Wait, what company? What's XPO?
We are a logistic company. We'll be the ones coming out to do the install.
Okay. Oh, and you're associated with what other company?
We do the installs for Best Buy and Home Depot.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I just wanted to confirm because I've never heard of XPO, and Best Buy never told me that, you know, that was the company. So I just wanted to confirm. The order number that I have is B as in boy, Y as in yellow, either a 0 or a 1, or 0 or an O, 1, and then dash 806-55-04-00158.
Okay, one.
Let me know if you got that. Sorry, I know she's in the background.
BBY01806, and what's after that?
It was. Sorry, let me get back here. It was BBY01-806-550-400158.
All right, so BBY01-806-550-400158.
158, correct, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There. I think I'll confirm, but yes. Yeah, she's tired. They both have to go up to the nap today.
I got BBY01-806-550-400158.
It just went away. Sorry.
Because I'm not finding an order. I just want to verify the number.
Okay. Okay, let's see. All right, I have BBY. Maybe that is an O. Did you try BBY?
It's a 0. It should be 01. BBY 01.
Okay. Dash 806-550-400158. That's not coming up.
No, that's not coming up. What is the phone number listed on the order?
248-515-2317.
All right, 248-515-2317. Let me look for it that way.
Oh, you're breaking up. Just to confirm, 248-515-2317.
Okay. I have 248-515-2317.
Mm-hmm.
And let me check something. Because did a gentleman call you earlier?
A gentleman just called me like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
He left a name. Hold on. Miles.
Okay. Let's see something here. Let's see, he's doing, and I'm able to see this because Miles and I work in the same location. But I see he did some reschedules earlier. But yours was not rescheduled due to weather conditions. Okay. And if you can verify the name and address on the order for me, please.
Yep. It's Sasha Youssef. Why am I drawing a blank? 7129 Westchester, West Bloomfield, Michigan, 48322.
Okay. So your time frame is from 1 to 3. The automated call said 11 to 1, but that's incorrect. The time that Miles provided to you is the correct time frame for tomorrow.
Okay. It was originally, when I spoke to someone at Best Buy in the Geek Squad, it was actually 7 to 1. It was 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. was my scheduled time.
Yes, ma'am. And what happens is they give you a two-hour window the night prior to it.
A two-hour window?
Yes, that's what Miles provided to you. It's going to be between the hours of 1 and 3. Before, you had the time frame of 7 to 1 that Best Buy gave you. But the night prior to, you get a two-hour time frame, depending on when the tech is going to be in your area. So that is the information Miles provided to you.
Okay. I didn't know that it changes like that, because I'm not going to be home between 1 and 3.
Okay, so when you spoke to Miles, did you inform him that you was going to be?
No, I just, he left me a voicemail.
Oh, he left a voicemail. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's when the tech is going to be in your area. If that time doesn't work for you, the only other thing we can do is get you rescheduled for a different day if no one's going to be home.
But how is that fair if my time was originally 7 to 1 and I wasn't informed of the change until the night before?
Best Buy should have told you that it's an estimate, not a guarantee. The guarantee times are done the night prior to, and they're done by the technician according to when they're going to be in the area.
Right. Isn't that?
Go ahead.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe they did tell me. I don't know, because I just assumed that, 7 to 1, it's just in between that time frame just to be home. I don't know. That's kind of, I'm so upset. Oh, I really wanted this done. This is terrible. Okay. What other time do you have?
Okay.
Oh, I wish I would have known that. This is so
yes,
upsetting.
Yes, ma'am. The next available date that we have, let's see what that is.
I mean, that shouldn't, you guys shouldn't, they shouldn't do that to people, what I mean?
And now the next available date won't be until,
get...
let's see, today is Wednesday, so we can move it to I gotta make sure I'm in the right week. Okay, today is the 9th. Tomorrow's the 10th. So our next available date won't be until Saturday the 19th. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm just discussing it with my husband because I'm just really upset right now.
Okay.
Just 1 second. Ma'am, is there any way that they can accommodate our slot? Because this is what we had originally scheduled, and now, you know, now all of a sudden it was just changed on us without, you know, without any warning or anything like that to just tell us the night before, you know?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. But that is nothing that we could change. The only thing, like I said, that I can change is changing you for a different day, and the next available is not until the 19th if no one is going to be home. Because if you can have someone in the home that's the age of 19 or older during that time frame, they would be able to come.
No, my husband and I were both going to be home around that time frame, which would have felt safer for me to be in the house with another man. So that was why I chose the time slot 7 to 1. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. But unfortunately, the tech will not be in your area during that time frame.
So what happened? Like what, I don't know. I guess I'm just so confused as to why it was changed. I'm sorry.
Like I said, Best Buy should have told you that it was an estimate, not a guarantee that it would be in between that time frame, because time frames are set according to when the tech is going to be in the area.
Is there any way maybe I could talk to Miles about possibly making it work between that time frame? Or
no, Miles is an agent like me. The only thing you would be able to do, it's the same thing I just offered.
John, just 1 second.
Okay.
Well, we'll figure it out. Just leave it the way it is.
Okay. Thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO.
Can I speak to someone though in regards to that? Just because, you know, that just isn't fair to like do that.
I mean,
somebody.
You can call Best Buy and let them know that the sales rep did not inform you that your time was an estimated time, because that's what they should have done. It's so you, it's an estimate, okay. Not a guarantee.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. Thank you for calling XPO.